Well, we'll turn back to where we started this conference, and that is the first epistle of John, please. The first epistle of John and chapter 2. Just four verses that we would like to read together, and we almost hardly need to comment on them. They're self-explanatory and we can understand them. 1 John 2, and we'll take our reading from verse 6. He that saith, he abideth in him, ought himself also so to walk, even as he walked. There's a little word that's going to come up in every verse that we read. He that saith he abideth in him, ought himself also so to walk, even as he walked. Chapter 3 and verse 16. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. Chapter 4 and verse 11. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. 3 John and verse 8. We therefore ought to receive such, that we might be fellow helpers to the truth. Obviously, we're not going to be able to look at these in detail, but to leave us with some thoughts, a few thoughts concerning these four oughts given to us by the Apostle John in this, three of them in this first epistle and then in 3 John as we've read together. We ought. That little word comes up, and it's quite a strong word used by the apostle. It's incumbent upon us to do something. It's the idea of accruing a debt. And if you've accrued a debt with someone, well, you're under obligation to that person. And so the same thought here really is, we belong to the Lord, and we're under obligation to live out that we belong to him. The scriptures speak of us being ambassadors for Christ, a representative for our Lord Jesus. It's already come up in ministry this afternoon. I think it was Len that raised this already, about being a representative for somebody else. And such has a company, and they're put in charge of that company, and they're a representative for that company. And so here below, brothers and sisters, what the world sees of you and me in our behavior reflects the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's very solemn in our lives. So John says, it's incumbent upon us. We ought. He that saith he abideth in him, ought himself also so to walk even as he walked. Just a few thoughts. He that saith he abideth in him. That brings us back to John chapter 15. And we enjoyed that in the Bible reading 2 weekends ago in Miramar. But if we say we abide in Christ, we ought. It's incumbent upon us to walk even as he walked. How did the Lord Jesus walk? He walked in humility. The Lord Jesus had dedication without preference. This here really is the manner of our love, born out in service. When we come to the third chapter and verse 16, it's the measure of our love. And that's borne out in sacrifice, what I'm prepared to give and do. How much I'm prepared to give and not hold back. Even, says the apostle, for the laying down of my own life. That's unreserved, isn't it? What will I do? Considering he laid down his life for me. Surely the very least is to leave myself unreserved for God. Sometimes we hear these kinds of statements. Oh, I could never do that. Well, maybe we couldn't in our own strength. But let us make sure that in all our statements, we're left with what's incumbent upon us by the apostle, that we're even to live lives with a measure of love, not first and foremost for the Lord, but for one another, that's unreserved. My brother already said this afternoon about, what about when someone you find difficult to, you know, you just find difficult, they've rubbed you up the wrong way. I never forget a brother saying in ministry, and it really hit home, to esteem others better than yourselves. He said, think of the best thing about that person and the worst thing about yourself, and you'll very quickly esteem them better than yourself. But the Lord had dedication without preference. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet. Happy are ye if ye do these things, says the Lord. Ye ought to do that. The Lord Jesus, John's just really borrowing the words of the Lord Jesus here. We ought to do these things. The Lord said, if I've done them, if I've got down and washed your feet, you ought to do them for the brethren too. Demeanor or deportment under pressure. 1 Peter tells us Christ also suffered for us, leaving an example that ye should follow in his steps. For when he was reviled, he reviled not again. And when he suffered, he threatened not. How do I react when my back's up against the wall or I'm under a pressure situation? We ought to walk even as he walked. Devotion in purity. Ephesians 5:2 tells us, and walk in love as Christ also hath loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and sacrifice to God, a sweet-smelling savour. We ought to walk in love with one another, speaking the truth in love. Sometimes it's easy to speak the truth, isn't it? Or to say the right things. But to do that in a manner of love. Doctrinal practice. My mind was taken to 1 Corinthians 11. The apostle said, be ye followers of me as I also am of Christ. We ought to walk as he walked. And the apostle says, in the context of keeping doctrinal practice, that he was just endeavouring to walk even as Christ walked. Did Christ ever err from the word of God? We should neither. We ought to walk as he walked. We ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. He laid down his life for us. The sacrificial love of our Lord Jesus Christ. The manifestation of love. In chapter 4. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought to love one another. We might naturally think that the verse would read, beloved, if God so loved us, we ought to love God. But it doesn't say that. The manifestation of our love is how we love one another. We love God because He first loved us, but the manifestation of our love to God is borne out as I love you and you love me. And how we are with one another is going to bear testimony of how we are before God. And how we appreciate what He has done for us is borne out in our dealings one with another. So let us remember the manifestation of our love. It's selfless, isn't it? Know, sir, it, beloved, if God so loved us, we ought to love one another. The selfless love of God, He gave all. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. The selfless love of God. We come to 3 John. We ought to receive such. I just thought about that, and you can take away your own thoughts. We ought to receive such. What is our reception based upon? It shouldn't be anything other than the Word of God. He was a man, Diotrephes, that loved to have the preeminence among them. I thought about the Apostle Paul in Asia. All in Asia have forsaken me. What would we do if we heard that? Would we just forsake him too? Well, says John, our reception is not based upon what individuals think or other assemblies think. It's based upon the Word of God. And here was a man who himself had been excluded from this local assembly. He wrote to the church, but Diotrephes, who loved to have the preeminence, received him not. Well, says John, we ought to receive such. Those that went forth taking nothing of the Gentiles. Just as I close, our brother had Psalm 133. How good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It would really be summed up in these verses, wouldn't it? Ought. Some things are good, but not necessarily pleasant. Some things are pleasant, but not necessarily good for you. We had that in the meal today. But for brethren to dwell together in unity, says God, it is both good and pleasant.